This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Slate's legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick on how much free speech students really have. But first, how do you promote good ethics in a newsroom? For the World Journalism Institute, it means training self-avowed Christian reporters. But that's caused some to question the Institute's commitment to objective, fair journalism. Vince Pearson visited the World Journalism Institute, and he filed this report.
Each morning, classes at the World Journalism Institute begin with a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we turn to you this morning. We remember that you're not far away.
The Institute holds three-week journalism sessions in cities around the country every year. This month, 21 students converged in Alexandria, Virginia, for classes on writing, reporting, and journalism ethics from a Christian point of view.
All right, this lecture is entitled The Role of the Journalist of Faith.
In this class, the school's founder and director, Robert Case, says being a good Christian journalist is much like being a good Christian. In both cases, the guiding principle is truth.
We have an obligation to Jesus Christ, our Lord, to be truth tellers. Did Jesus practice the truth as he inspired the biblical writers? Was Jesus of the truth, even when it caused confusion and problems about his very person? Yes, indeed.
Case goes on to promote other journalistic virtues: balance, objectivity, compassion, and fairness. He makes his arguments using theological terms and quotes biblical scripture to drive the point home. St. Cloud State University student Tia Van Veldhuizen says she found the lecture inspiring.
Knowing that I can be a Christian and actually glorify God in reporting truth because Jesus is truth and reporting truth will eventually lead to him, then that just makes me excited.
The Institute was founded in 1998 to train Christian journalists of all denominations. Case, who has no professional journalism background, says for too long, journalists of faith have been almost invisible in the mainstream media.
Now, much of that is our own fault. Much of it is that we're just not good enough in the past. We haven't trained ourselves well enough. But some of it is that the door still seems to be somewhat closed.
But while the World Journalism Institute describes itself as a mainstream journalism program, there is some skepticism. Terry Mattingly is a religion columnist at the Scripps Howard News Service.
The World Journalism Institute is related to a magazine and journalistic approach, which thrives more easily in explicitly religious publications.
Mattingly notes that the Institute's parent company also owns the outwardly conservative Christian magazine, World, and that until recently the school's mission statement seemed to embrace the journalism philosophy of World Magazine's editor, Marvin Alasky. Mattingly here reads a passage from Alasky's book, Telling the Truth.
The Bible condemns homosexuality so clearly that only the most shameless of those who twist scriptures can try to assert the practice's biblical acceptability. Biblical objectivity means showing the evil of homosexuality. Balancing such stories by giving equal time to homosexual activists is ungodly journalism.
Case responds to this criticism, saying the school has evolved since it was conceived 6 years ago. He says Alasky's views on Christian journalism are referenced, but as an example of advocacy writing. Case did not encourage Alasky's approach in a recent classroom lecture. When a student asked whether writing unbiased reports on gay marriage would compromise her Christian values, Case responded this way.
I don't believe that as journalists of faith, we have any obligation to bias our reporting on the homosexual movement or on gay marriages. I believe that good, honest, careful, balanced reporting can present both sides of that issue in a way and let God take care of the result.
Case acknowledges there is a tension between the school's history and its present goals, and that tension has created difficulties for some journalists who have agreed to speak there. He says this year, four reporters, including one at National Public Radio, have backed out of speaking engagements with the school. But Case says he's not concerned. He says, God willing, they'll find teachers and continue training Christian journalists to follow their calling.
Okay, let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at 10 o'clock.
For Day to Day, I'm Vince Pearson.
Marks of a Christian journalist.